Well, we're having the most wonderful run of weather heading into summer, and that's a really good thing if you're digging lots of holes and having to have issues with groundworks. Now, that's what's happening with Transmission Gully, but today we're actually not going to be talking about groundworks as such. We're going to be talking about actually a thing called SH&Q. And it's not rude. Well, at least I don't think it is. Rod Ladyman, how are you?
Yeah, very well, thank you.
Now, you are the SHQ manager. What the heck is that?
So that stands for Safety, Health and Quality.
So you're the quality manager? What quality do you manage?
So with regard to quality, we're talking about quality of the product. So making sure that we're delivering a product to design and that's fit for purpose, such as the TG motorway.
Right, okay, so that's what SH&Q stands for. So on the project, such as Transmission Gully, health and safety, I guess, is an elephant, isn't it?
Oh, look, it is big. You know, we've got a lot of critical risks on the project that involve a lot of mobile plant, but really the size of the project probably doesn't matter too much. You know, we just happen to have 200 bits of plant where other smaller sites might only have one or two, but the risks are the same. I guess we just have a lot more of them that we need to manage.
Righto. And so how do you manage that? How do you keep everybody safe?
Look, a big part of it, I guess, is we have a two-pronged philosophy. So safe people and safe workplaces. So with our people, we invest in time in our people, training, bringing them on board, good induction process and buddying systems and those sorts of things. So we bring them into the workforce in a gentle way. And then the safe workplace is designing our work, planning our work, recognising what good looks like, planning to do that, and putting some controls in place and doing designing in such a way, for instance, that we put handrails on bridge beams before we put them up so you don't have to work at height. Or if we've got testers that need to be testing some compacted fill, we stop all our earthworks machines while there's people on the ground. So some simple strategies, but we really need to make sure we combine safe people and safe places.
Okay, so with a project as big as this, with as many differing structures and terrain types, there must be the opportunity to actually have some fun with some of the emergency services as well and get them practicing stuff that they probably don't normally get to practice.
Yeah, actually, that's been a pretty cool part of this job. So, you know, we have a pretty strong tie with Wellington Free Ambulance. We've had a number of exercises with them. We've had some exercises with the Police Armed Offenders Squad as well on one of the houses that was on the alignment. Only a couple of weeks ago, we had the Fire and Rescue High Ropes crew out doing a drill, rescuing someone from a elevated work basket. But probably the one that I've actually enjoyed the most was last year we had the Urban Search and Rescue dogs out on one of our piles of rocks. And so these are the dogs that they utilise when they're looking for people in, you know, events such as Christchurch, looking for people in the rubble. And it was pretty fascinating to see these dogs at work on one of our piles of rocks with some people hiding in them. And it was really satisfying to see that and that we could offer that for them.
So did you have many volunteers for people that you buried in a pile of rocks?
Look, there was a couple of volunteers, and I have to say the dogs did really well. Yeah,
they obviously found them.
They did. They found them, yes.
So how successful has the health and safety team been on the project so far?
Oh, look, every member of the project team is part of the safety team. You know, everyone's got that responsibility. And we've done well over 3 million man hours or person hours so far. And I think that we've been really successful in that space. And we really need to make sure that we're focusing on not just absence of incident and injury, but the presence of safe. Because just because someone hasn't been hurt doesn't always mean that you've got a safe workplace. So we really need to always making sure we're looking for those continuous improvements, recognising where we can improve and making it better.
Brilliant stuff. And I guess healthy and safety is just what we all want, because we want to come to work and then go home again in one piece.
Look, absolutely. And we can't build the job without people. So if the people aren't healthy and if they're injured at work, it has an impact for them at work, but it also has an impact for us as well. So we need to look after our people and we need to do the best that we can to make sure that they leave at the end of the day the same as they showed up, or even better.
Fantastic. There you go. So there you go. You heard it from Rod Ladyman, who is the manager of Safety, Health and Quality. Excellent stuff. And of course, I guess you'll be heading off for Christmas holidays over the break?
Actually, I'm on call. So we've got a bit of work happening over the Christmas break. So no, I'll be sticking around.
Watch out for him in his nice high-vis suit, and that's keeping everybody safe. So there you go. That's the inside line of what's happening here at Transmission Gully, and it really is quite fascinating. Have a look on our Facebook page. You'll see a photograph of Rod and I just on site, and also make sure that you check out the website for Transmission Gully just to find out just what's happening over the Christmas holidays, because there is some interesting stuff that's coming up. I'm Crispy, out and about for the very best little radio station around, BGFM 106.3.